Well, the president laid out a variety of a 6-point plan yesterday to what he thinks will reduce the virus in this country. And one of them we have not talked about yet today is that businesses with more than 100 employees will be required now to mandate that their employees either get the vaccine or get checked. I think it's once a week. Let's talk about this with ABC News correspondent Ike Ejiochi. He's in for Karen Travis this morning. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Ike, Ejiochi. Good morning to you, Ike. Good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell me how this is going over. Is there been any pushback yet? I'm sure there's been some.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of pushback to this plan. The number three Republican, Elise Stefanik, she released a statement today calling the 6-point plan unconstitutional, unlawful, and an authoritarian power grab that's become a hallmark of his failed presidency. We also know that this will probably be challenged in court by a lot of opponents who say that the mandates go too far and go beyond regulating employment conditions, and that vaccinations are a public health matter that should be left to the states. Nevertheless, you're seeing the Biden administration double down to try to get these vaccination numbers up. Right now, 75% of the adult U.S. population has received at least one vaccine dose, and 64.5% of the adult U.S. population is fully vaccinated as of Wednesday. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. President Biden came out yesterday, released his plan to try to really diminish those numbers. Let me quickly tell you what those 6 points are. Increasing vaccination among the vaccinated, continuing to protect the vaccinated, keeping children safe and keeping schools open, increasing testing and masking, protecting economic recovery, and, of course, continue to improve the care of those who do get COVID-19. One of the main aspects of that were mandating vaccines for businesses with 100 or more employees. He punted that to the Department of Labor to instill this rule, and senior administration officials estimated that it will cover about 80 million workers in businesses. And if they don't comply with that agency's rule, they can face substantial fees, up to $14,000, and the employees must provide paid time off for their employees to get these vaccinations.
Right. I'm just wondering if those numbers are right, and I have no reason to doubt them, 64% have two shots, over 70% have one shot. And then you add in the number of people who were not vaccinated, but who had the disease and who have some natural immunity. What happened to herd immunity? Is that a theory that went by the wayside? We don't talk about that anymore?
Well, according to the Biden administration, they're saying they're following science, and they're pointing to the CDC and all who says that the Delta variant is causing a lot of these breakthrough infections and is causing a lot of people to still be hospitalized. They're saying the best way is to not only be vaccinated, but for those who have had COVID-19 in the past, with those antibodies built up naturally, they said the best way to be protected against the Delta variant are those who have had COVID-19 in the past and still those, along with having COVID-19, still getting fully vaccinated. They say that combination offers the best protection, not only against the Delta variant, but any future variants down the line that may happen, which is why you're seeing the Biden administration double down and really try to mandate this vaccines for any entity, any business, or what have you that's tied to the federal government.
Yeah, got it. All right. Hey, thanks very much, Ike. We appreciate it. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Take care now.
You too. Take care.